even promise that this kind of tragedy would never happen again.
他甚至不能答应，就是说这种悲剧不会再发生。
All he did was to come.
他所做的就是来。
Sat down in the living room of each of those girls.
他就坐在这些失去这个女儿的家庭的客厅里。
And say to them.
就对这些家庭说，这些父母说。
Your loss is my loss.
你们的那个丧失就是我的丧失。
A few days after he came.
让他看望这些家庭几天之后呢
？News had begun to spread about this visit.
那就有新闻就传开了，说这个国王来看望这些家属。
Very unusual that a Jordanian king would visit Israel.
那一个约旦的国王来看以色列的这个家属，这是很不寻常的。
And journalists began to ask the families, "What did it mean to you?"
那记者就来采访这些被看望的家属，说这对你们意味着什么
？And they said it was very special.
他们说这对我们非常的不寻常，特别的，
很
特别。
Because a king stepped into our pain.
因为呢，一个王竟然进入到我们的痛苦之中。
He didn't send an ambassador.
他没有说差遣一个大使。
He came.
而是他自己来了。
He sat in our living room.
他就坐在我们的客厅里。
He drank our tea.
就喝我们的茶。
Royalty stooped down to become part of our pain.
就是君王竟然是屈尊来到我们之间。
Over and over, the Bible shows a God who stoops down to enter our world.
圣经不断的就让我们显示一位君王来到了我们的世间。
He doesn't rule from a safe distance.
他不是从一个很安全的远远的一个地方来掌管这个世界。
He enters our world.
他是进入到了我们的
中间。He listens to our weeping.
他真的是倾听我们的痛哭。
Imagine the wonder.
你想象一下这个奇妙。
That the Almighty God who created our world.
就是创造宇宙万物的这样一位奇妙的神。
Shrinks to the size of a newborn baby.
他真的就把自己缩小，就是成了一位小婴孩的这样的一个尺寸。
And enters our broken world.
进入到我们这个破碎的世界。
A broken world because we broke it.
为什么是破碎的世界呢？因为我们每个人都是破碎的。
Our sin had brought death and pain into God's perfect world.
我们的罪带来了一切的死亡和痛苦，把这一切带到了神创造的美好的世界。
And he would have been perfectly just to walk away.
如果神就说那我就走开不管你们了，那神是完全公义的这样做。
To say you broke it, I'm gone.
就说你们自己把这一切给破坏了，就这样我就走了。
But instead he comes into our world.
但是呢，神却来到我们世界。
And he offers us redemption.
他却向我们提供了救赎。
Philippians 2 shows us a beautiful picture of how God stepped into our world.
那腓立比书就向我们描述了一个神如何进到我们世间这样一个完美的画面。
He stooped down to become one of us.
他真是屈尊俯就成为我们其中的一员。
Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus.
他说你们也当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Who though he was in the form of God.
他本有神的形象。
Did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped.
却不以自己与神同等当作是一样强抓不放的事。
But emptied himself.
反倒虚己。
By taking the form of a servant.
取了奴仆的形象。
Being born in the likeness of men.
成为人的样式。
And being found in human form, he humbled himself.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微。
Becoming obedient to the point of death.
存心顺服以至于死。
Even death on a cross.
且死在十字架上。
Paul says Jesus was in the form of God.
保罗说，耶稣本有神本体，神的是神的本体。
He was royalty. He was divine.
他是君王，他是属天的。
But he did not count that something to hold on to.
但是他却不觉得那个是他可以就强抓不放的一件事。
He didn't say, "This is mine. I won't let go."
他不是说这是我的，我得抓着不放。
He stooped to enter our world.
他屈尊俯就进入到我们的世界。
Many of us spend our lives building our reputation.
我们有的人花一生之久就是要建造我们的名声。
He did the opposite.
但是耶稣却是做了这个相反的事。
He emptied himself of his
他真是倒空了自己。
We value our name.
我们真的是在他面前屈膝。
His name became something of simplicity and humility.
他的名字代表了简单和谦卑。
We defend our rights.
我们要护卫自己，捍卫自己的权利。
He emptied himself of his rights.
但是他却倒空自己，放下自己的一切权利。
Verse 6 tells us he was in the form of God.
第六节讲到他本有神的形象。
But verse 7 says he took the form of a servant.
但是第七节却讲到他取了奴仆的形象。
The word servant there is a word that means a slave.
他这边这个仆人的意思呢，就是一个奴仆的一个形意思。
Someone with no rights.
没有任何的权利。
He took on our weakness.
他就是披戴了我们的软弱。
In Hebrews, it tells us that Jesus is our great high priest, the one who prays for us.
在希伯来书告诉我们，耶稣是我们的大祭司，为我们代祷。
And it tells us something very wonderful.
他告诉我们很奇妙的事。
Because sometimes we might be tempted to think, well, he didn't face what I face.
有时候我们会觉得，嗯，耶稣才没有面对我所面对的。
But Hebrews tells us that he was tempted in every way that we are tempted.
但是希伯来书告诉我们，他也曾凡事受过试探，在各方面照着我们相同的样式受过试探。
That means that when we come to him, he knows our struggles.
所以那就意味着，当我们到他面前来的时候，他知道我们的挣扎。
Children, you might be tempted to be unkind to a classmate who's rude.
孩子们，也许你很想就是说对你的对你不好的那个很鲁莽不礼貌的那个同学，对他也不礼貌。
Jesus was once a six-year-old, a seven-year-old, an eight-year-old.
那耶稣也曾经六岁、七岁、八岁过。
Classmates picked on him.
那可能别的人 ，Thank you.
Thank you.
可能别的人就可能会找他的麻烦，找他茬。
He was tempted.To fight back.
那他可能心里面也想打回去。
But he chose not to.
但是他却选择不要。
Teenagers, you face temptations that you've never experienced before as your body changes.
然后青少年，因为你的荷尔蒙，你可能面对的试探是你以前从来没有面对过的。
Jesus was once 15.
那耶稣也曾经十五岁过。
He was tempted in those same ways.
他像你一样子被
试探。He was fully human.
他是完全的人。
With natural desires,
他有这个人的这种欲望愿望。
Adults,
那成年人。
You say, well, he certainly didn't face what I face.
他肯定没有像我这样子面对问题。
He didn't have my boss.
他可没有我的老板。
Had a family that rejected him.
但是他的家庭却拒绝了他。
Brothers who said, "Who do you think you are?"
然后他的弟弟们说，你觉得你是谁呀？
He had a job.
他也有一份工作。
He worked in a carpenter shop.
他在一个那个木匠店里工作。
Till he was 30.
他一直工作到三十岁。
And you say yes, but his father was the boss. There's no worse boss than your dad.
然后他说，你们说，哎呀，他爸爸是老板，你知道吗？最糟糕的老板就是你爸。
There's no one who has less patience than your dad when you're working for him.
当你跟你爸爸工作的时候，你爸可能没有人比你爸爸更没耐心。
He knew what it was like to have a boss say, "Jesus, I've already told you that before."
他可能知道，就是这个老板跟说，耶稣，我都跟你说过了，你怎么还没听见？
Don't put him up in a painting.
不要把他
He was real. It was real life.
他不要把他就是好画成一幅画挂在墙上，他是真实的活过这个人生。
He caught a cold. He had the flu.
他也是得过感冒，也得过流感。
He smashed his thumb with a hammer when he's doing carpentry.
当他做这个木匠的时候，可能那个锤子也是不小心砸到手指。
If he had lived today,
如果他今天活在
这，he would have been susceptible to COVID.
那就说他也可能得了新冠。
All of this was part of the reality of entering our world.
这一切都是来到我们这个世界所要面临的现实。
When it says he was made.In the likeness of men.
当他说他成为人的样式的时候
，It was real.
那是真实的。
Royalty, deity stooped to take on our limitations.
这个君王，这个神性，竟然取了我们的这个限制。
He was the king. He was the creator.
他是王，他是创造宇宙万物的主。
But he willingly entered our world.
但是他却心甘情愿地进入到我们的世界。
He humbled himself.
他谦卑自己。
He humbled himself to the point, Philippians says, of death.
他自己卑微，甚至到了死的地步。
Even death on a cross.
甚至死在十字架上。
Recently, I found a painting.
最近呢，我就看到一幅画。
It's a painting of the moment when the angel Gabriel appears to the Virgin Mary.
那就是这个画呢，就是当时加百列向玛利亚显现的时候。
And I realized this morning that I don't think it comes through very clearly.
那我今天刚刚发现这个画可能大家不是看得特清楚。
But if you can see up in the window,
如果你去看那个窗户，你仔细的看。
The painter shows the baby Jesus traveling from heaven to earth.
然后那个窗户就看到呢，就是婴孩耶稣基督正是从天上要降到世间。
And he's carrying one thing.
他就带了一样东西，只带了一样东西，一个行李。
He's carrying a cross.
他的行李是什么？他就带了一个。
The painter wants to remind us.
那这个画家就要提醒我们
that Jesus entered our world knowing that it would mean death on a cross.
耶稣进入到我们这个世间，他知道他要死在十字架上。
He stooped to enter our world.
他屈尊俯就进入到我们这个世界。
He stooped to die.
他屈尊俯就来死。
But I don't want to stop there this morning.
但是我今天早上不想停在这儿。
He was a king.
他是王。
He humbled himself to become one of us.
他屈尊自己，自己卑微成为我们中的一员，成为人。
But Paul says,
但是保罗说
he will once again rule as a king.
他会再次作为君王来统治。
He humbled himself to the point of death.
自己卑微以至于死。
Even death on a cross.
却死在十字架上。
Therefore,
所以
God has highly exalted him.
神将他升为至高。
And given him the name that is above every name.
又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus,
因耶稣的名
every knee should bow.
无不屈膝。
In heaven, on earth, and under the earth.
叫一切在天上的地上的和地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝无不口称耶稣基督为主
that Jesus Christ is Lord
称耶稣基督为主
to the glory of God the Father
是荣耀归于父神
He was a king
他是王
He bowed down He stooped to enter our world
他真是屈尊来到我们世间
But Paul says he will someday return again as a king
但是保罗说，有一天他会再以君王的身份来到这个世间。
I love the sentiment of Christmas.
我很喜欢这个圣诞节的气氛，这种感觉。
The beautiful music.
很美的音乐。
Flowers, lights.
光，还有灯，还有花。
Last night, for those of you who were not here, was a beautiful, beautiful service of
carols
and scripture.
昨天晚上，我们有一个非常美的一个聚会，然后有经文，有诗歌。
But we can turn Christmas into sort of a sentimental time, peace and goodwill to everyone.
然后我们会把这个圣诞节改，就是和平啊，善意啊，给每个人呢、啊，变成一个好像很充满感性的一个时期。
And all that's wonderful.
那都是很棒的。
But this morning, I want to remind you that that baby in the manger will someday return.
但是今天早上我想提醒大家那个在马槽中的婴孩有一天会再来
Not as a baby
不再是一个婴孩
But as a king
而是作为君王
Not as a rabbi wandering the countryside healing people
不再是一个在那个乡村医治人的这样一个拉比
But as the judge of all the earth
而是全地的审判
One writer said
有一位作者这么说
At his first coming Jesus came incognito
他说第一次耶稣来的时候是一个隐匿身份的好像隐姓埋名的来了
We did not recognize
我们就没有认出他来
But at his second coming
但是第二次他来的时候
He will come in glory and majesty
他要是以荣耀威严而来
Everyone will recognize him
每一个人都能够认出他来
Paul says every knee will bow
保罗说无不屈膝所有的人都要向他屈膝敬拜。
Those of us who have given our lives to him,
我们那些把我们的生命交给他的人
will bow in worship and adoration.
我们就是在敬拜，在赞美中向他屈膝敬拜。
We will bow to welcome our beloved King.
我们在屈膝，我们在欢迎我们所爱的王。
But Paul says.
但是保罗说。
Those of us who have refused to accept him.
但是对于那些拒绝接受他的。
Will also bow.
你也会屈膝，你也会鞠躬。
Bow in shame and disgrace.
但是呢，你是就在羞辱中向他屈膝下拜。
Bow in submission to a king that.We've tried to resist.
而是向那位你想要抵抗的那位王，那位君王屈膝。
And so this morning I say to you.
所以今天早晨我要对大家说。
Be ready for his coming.
你要预备好他的再来。
Be ready for the time he returns as king.
要预备好当他作为王再来的时刻。
For believers, that means daily living in willing obedience to his commands. He's our king.
对于殉主的人来讲，因为他是我们的王，我们要每天活在对他的顺服当中。
And for unbelievers,
对于不信主的人来讲，今天早晨
，I want to invite you，
我想要邀请你
，to recognize him as Lord，
你认出他是主
，to realize he came to be your savior，
知道他来是要做你的救主
，to deliver you from your sin，
要把你从罪中拯救出来。
You might think， but how do I know he'll accept me？
你可能会说我那我怎么知道他是否会接受我呢
Am I really worthy?
我真的配得吗
The answer is no.
那答案是不
None of us are worthy.
我们没有一个人配得神的救恩
well, Let me tell you.
那我告诉你
Last week I was in Tanzania.
上个星期我在坦桑尼亚
It was a conference for 50 pastors.
那这个聚会这个特会呢是有50位牧师
And they were all pastors who had been invited to the conference
他们都是被邀的牧师
because of the cost they did not open it up to everyone
因为这个费用呢他们没有把这个就是说不是所有人想来就来
instead about 12 different organizations invited 3 or 4 people of their organization their leaders to come
所以呢他们就是有12个机构他们大概每个机构就邀请3到4位他们的那个带领的人来参加这个
So most of the people at the conference were bishops and leaders in their denominations.
所以呢，来参加的人呢，都是或者是主教，或者是他们那个机构的，就是他们那个宗派的代表带领人。
They were dressed very nicely, bright African colors.
他们都穿得非常的整齐，都是那个，穿得很衣服鲜亮。
And then there was a man named Charles.
然后那有个叫查尔斯的人。
Who seemed kind of out of place among all of the big wigs.
他看着这些大家穿得很整齐，他好像有点不合，好像有点不合拍似的。
Everyone else was in their nice clothes.
大家都穿得很穿戴整齐。
He had ridden a bus 12 hours from Kenya to come.
他坐了12个小时的汽车从肯尼亚过来。
And he was dressed in kind of work clothes.
他穿的好像就是那个。上班穿的那个工装似的。
They were bishops and leaders.
那些人呢，都是像主教啊，或者是带领的领袖啊。
He was a missionary to a small tribe in Kenya.
他是对肯尼亚一个小的部落的一个宣教士，就是。
They would sit around the table with all of the big shots.
然后呢，他们都是坐在那个桌子上面，都是反正很像回事儿，穿的很整齐。
He would look for a corner to sit.
然后没人，他就去找一个角落去坐下来。
And so he and I ended up sitting in the corner together.
所以最后呢，我们俩就都一起坐在那个角落里了。
And one afternoon he said.
有一天下午，他说。
I don't think I belong here.
我觉得好像我不属于这地方。
Look at them; they're all bishops.
你看那些都是主教。
I'm nobody.
我什么都不是。
Do you think I should be here?
你觉得我是不是不该来这儿啊
？I said, Charles, I don't know.
然后我说查尔斯，我也不知道。
I didn't make the rules.
不是我制定这个规则的。
I don't know who got invited.
我也不知道谁被邀请。
But let me ask you a question.
但是让我问你一个问题。
Were you invited?
你被邀请了吗
？He said, "Of course."
当然。
I didn't just show up.
我不是就这么一下子就来了。
I said, "Well, Charles."
我说查尔斯。
If you were invited,
如果你被邀请了
，you belong here.
你就属于这儿。
And this morning I want to say to you,
所以今天早上我想告诉大家,
the reason Christmas is so special,
圣诞节之所以如此特别,
the reason our choir spends time practicing,
那四班花时间练习,
the reason we have flowers and all of this stuff,
我们之所以有这个花呀, 有各种各样的装饰, 这个,
is to say to you,
就是要告诉大家, 告诉你,
you've been invited,
你被邀请了
to fellowship with the Creator.
要跟这位创造者有交通，成为朋友。
Are you worthy? No, you're not worthy.
你是不是好像配得这个邀请呢？当
然。Am I worthy? No, I'm not worthy.
我是不是配得这种邀请？当然也不是。
But you've been invited.
但是呢，你被邀请了。
I've been invited.
我也被邀请了。
So we belong.
所以我们就属于这里。
This morning.
今天早晨。
We have beautiful music.
这个很美的圣诞音乐。
But before you go home this morning,
但是在你今天回家之前,
if you don't know this king,
如果你不知道这一点,
if you want to know the king who stooped to enter our world,
如果你不认识这位王, 如果你想认识这位来到我们世间的王,
I want to invite you to surrender your life to him.
我想要邀请你把你的生命献给他,
it might be your first Sunday in church,
或者这是你第一次来到新,
or maybe you've attended church for many years, but you've never really surrendered your life to him.
这也许是你第一次来教会，或者是你到教会很多年，但是你从来没有真正把你的生命交给他。
Before the service ends,
在这个聚会结，在我讲到结束前,
I invite you to welcome the King of the universe into your heart.
我邀请你真的是接受这位宇宙的创造者，宇宙的王进入到你的心中。
Not just because it's Christmas and it's a sentimental holiday.
不单单是因为说哦，这是圣诞节，是好像很感性的。
But because royalty stooped to enter our world.
而是因为君王进到了我们世间。
So that you and I can know him.
所以我们，你和我可以认识他。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, thank you for becoming part of our world.
亲爱的主，谢谢你进到我们的世间，成为我们中的一员。
Thank you for inviting us to know you.
谢谢你邀请我们来认识你。
We aren't worthy.
我们不配。
We don't deserve it.
我们也不值得这样。
But you left heaven.
但是你离开天宫。
You left your throne.
你离开了你的宝座。
You came into our world.
你来到我们的世界。
So that someday we can go to heaven and spend eternity with you.
所以我们有一天可以到天堂，永远的和你在一起。
And so this morning.
所以今天早晨。
I ask that those who are here who don't know you.
我就真的是问那些，请那些还不认识你的。
Will you speak to their heart this morning?
主啊，请你对他们的心来说话。
Will you let them know they are invited?
让他们知道他们已经被邀请。
And as we finish our service,
当我们今天聚会结束的时候，
would they open their heart to you?
愿他们的心向你敞开。
Invite you to be their savior.
邀请你做他们的救主。
That on this Christmas,
在这个圣诞节，
they can know the greatest gift ever given.
他们就能够得到认识这位，这个最伟大的礼物。
The gift of eternal life.
就是永生的礼物。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.